love you today.
Oh, how I love you.
Chance. Thank you. Amen. There's an altar call. The altar is open. Is there one that may be standing in the need of prayer? You may have a burden, but you understand that your problems are nothing to a major God. Understand that God still heals. Understand that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, it means that you are in this world, that you are of God, and that you belong to Him. Is there anybody here this morning that can just wave your hands and say, I belong to God this morning? Though I have some problems, sometimes trials on every hand, I understand that I belong to God. Sometimes you just got to make it personal. Sometimes you got to begin to speak it to yourself. Tell yourself something. I'm God's favorite. He got a lot of favorites, but I'm one of His favorites. Amen. Amen. We want to ask Reverend Kendrick to lead us in prayer this morning. Amen.
Son Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.
praise on the Lord. Say, my Father loved me so much, he gave his only son, so I wouldn't have to live a life absent from him. Amen. Amen. This morning, as we give our tithes, we believe God for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales, and commissions, favorable settlements, estates, and inheritances. We believe God for interests and income, rebates and returns, scholarships and fellowships, checks in the mail, direct deposits, gifts and surprises, binding money, bills paid off, bills paid off, bills paid off, debts demolished, and royalties received. We don't just give money, we give money with a mission, money with a purpose, money with a destiny, and money with an assignment. We are 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 believers. God will. God will. God will. God will. God will. Okay, I'm trying to see if I was in it by myself. We'll generously provide all we need. Then we will always have everything we need and plenty left over to share with others. Hallelujah, it's harvest time. The Bible reads, bring y'all the tithes into the storehouse, that may be me to mine house and prove me. Now it was said, the Lord of hosts, find out open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you will not have room enough to receive. Then the Bible goes on to say, faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God loves a cheerful giver, but little becomes much when you put it in the hands of God. Amen. Amen. If you want to give virtually the greater praise, you can give the dollar sign greater praise, BC06. Again, that's dollar sign greater praise, BC06. That's going to be the basket that Sister Deborah is holding on my left. Amen. If you want to give the cash out for deliverance and praise, you give the dollar sign church, DAP1. That's dollar sign church, DAP1. That's going to be the basket that Sister Tasha is holding. If I could get both sides to please stand, face the center out, and fall direction of the usher in the rear. Amen. We ask that you continue to show up and show out like only you can. Be with us in this service in a mighty way, God. Shift this atmosphere in a mighty way, God. Have your way, not my will, but your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, and we say amen. Amen. Y'all in the house with me today? I don't feel like I'm at greater praise. I feel like I'm at Firestone. I feel like I'm at Firestone, and I feel like somebody trying to put the brakes on.
No.
I got a funny feeling and a sneaky suspicion that if you let the brakes off, y'all got the brake and the emergency brake on. Y'all like, you ain't moving. If you forget about yourself and concentrate on him, the prayers that you've been praying, that you keep praying week after week, and then God in this thing, he said, I just need you to take the brakes off. Amen. I'm trying to see something real quick. I see it's not that many on this side. Which one of these sections is? I'm going to give y'all the opportunity to say hallelujah. On the count of three, I'm going to give both sides, and I'm going to see which side is the loudest. Amen. On the count of three, I want this side to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah.
All right. let's see over here. They say, because you know, sometimes we got quantity over here. But let's see if we got quality over here. On the count of three, I need y'all to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One, two, three.
Hallelujah.
Look like y'all might got some contenders over here. Okay, so we got a couple of those souls that we're going to go forward with both. And I need that same energy. Amen. Amen. We ain't at Firestone. We at Greater Praise Baptist Church, 920 Northwest 40th Street, a church on the move for God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So whatever the next election is, I'm going to need y'all to just come over to the house. I know it might be a little cold. I'm a little hot. I understand, you know. But if you get up and move, and Jeremiah said it's like fire shut up in your bones. Amen. Amen. If you get up and move, I guarantee you, you'll understand that blood will start moving. Amen. That blood that's running warm in your veins, it'll start moving if you get up. Amen. Amen.
Mighty, mighty.
Amen. stand back there, and I stand back there and I watch. I stand back there and I look at you guys. And I'm watching what effect, not the songs, but what effect God is having on you. I watch to see who is letting go and letting God have his way. Now, I specifically said to the choir on yesterday, I guarantee if you let go, God will have his way. I specifically told them that God is looking to bless somebody. God is looking to move in somebody's situation. But we all know that when God get ready to move, that the devil gonna get busy. So I sit back there and I watch, and I watch them lumber through them songs, and I watched them lumber through what they was doing. I watched them lumber through their praise, but I still don't get it. Cause like I told the people, when he woke me up this morning, I was ready to praise. When he woke me up and my eyes got to see daylight, I was ready to praise. I'm not worried about what happened on yesterday. I'm not worried about what happened 5 minutes ago. I'm not worried about what happened 5 seconds ago. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Because I know I could have been dead sleeping in my grave. But if it wasn't for his mercy, if it wasn't for his grace, if he had not brought me, a songwriter told me, Sister Tasha, I could be dead sleeping in my grave, but God stepped in and made a... But y'all still sitting on your praise. You still sitting on your worship. You still sitting on telling him thank you. If you can't tell him thank you for nothing, thank you that I'm able to walk at the age I am. Thank you that I can still see. Thank you I still got breath in my... Y'all ain't ready for me this morning. Y'all still sitting on it. Y'all still sitting on it. How you expect to be blessed? How you expect to be delivered? And you still worried about something that happened 10 years ago? You still thinking about something that happened?
He told the woman, I'm thirsty.
Right.
She found this strange, ain't him. This Jew is here, and he telling me he's thirsty. He don't have anything. Oh, come on, Jesus. He don't have anything in his hands to get him nothing to drink. Here I am, a Samaritan. Here he is. He's a Jew. We don't communicate with one another. But let's go a little deeper. Not only am I a Samaritan, but I'm a Samaritan that people have looked at my life, and they looked at my life, and they said my life was right. They looked at my life, and they saw what I do. And nobody that is like me wants to deal. But here this Jew is asking me for a drink of water, and he had it. Come on, Jesus. There's nothing in his hands. So how is he going to get a drink of water except he drank from the same thing that? But I'm unclean. I'm dirty. And here this Jew is asking me for something to. Rob, I don't live right. My life ain't in order. I don't do what God told me to do. But here this Jew is asking me for a drink of water. She said, you don't have anything to get any water with. Okay, let me, Christian, I'm a Samaritan, he's a Jew. My people don't even hang out with me. But here, have you ever felt like you was all alone and nobody wanted to hang out with you? Have you ever felt like that everybody else thought you had done so bad that you couldn't do nothing right? But Jesus, they came to the well and met you at the well, and he's telling, even though they see something wrong with you, I'm telling you that you're okay. I'm telling you that no matter what you've done, I can wash you white as snow. I'm telling you that those sins can be washed away right now at Jacob's. She's looking at a light, and she's saying that this man is asking me for some water, and I'm going to have to give it to him from something I've drunk out of myself. Something that I've made dirty. Something that you made dirty, God can make white as snow. Something you made dirty, God can make it clean again. Something that you made dirty, God can remove every stain from it. He can wipe it clean. He can turn it around. But Jesus said, I'm going to give you some water.
Come on.
Oh, come on. She didn't even understand that. He said, check this out. I'm going to offer you some water. And the water that I'm going to give you, you will never thirst. Y'all never read the story, huh?
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to give you some water. And this water I'm going to give you, you're not going to ever thirst again. This water I'm going to give you is living water. This water I'm going to give you got life in it. See, what she would understand, and all Jesus was really saying to her, this water that I'm about to give you is getting ready to wash you white as snow. This water I'm about to give you is going to change your life from the inside out. This water that I'm about to give you going to make your hands and your feet look new. This water I'm going to give you is going to renew your mind. This water I'm about to give you is going to renew your heart and soul. The water I'm about to give you is going to break a revival out of this. I'm going to give you some serious water.
Yeah.
Oh.
then he said something to her. He said, "Woman, go get thy husband."
Come on.
"Woman, go get your husband."
I'm still here, no matter.
Can everybody see me? Am I talking loud and clear now? He said, "Woman, before I can bless you, I need you to go get the head of the household. Go get the leader. I see you, Tanya. Go get your husband." But see, this is the thing. Jesus already knew what was. Can I make this plain for y'all? You know them things that you creeping late at night? You know them things you doing and you think don't nobody know about them? You know them things you doing that you say, "I'm keeping this one to myself. This one is in my back pocket." Y'all know what I'm talking about. The things I don't want nobody to know nothing about. Jesus already knew what was going on. So the fact that he told her to go get her husband was just a test. Belinda, I remember when we were growing up and I'd sit up all night and look at TV. And I'd look at TV until this thing came up. Went off, and this thing will come across the street. It says, "This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system." It says, "Now, this is only a test. If this had been a real..." I dropped out of telling y'all that some of us are in a real emergency. It is not just a test, but you got an emergency going on. You need to get your life right. You need to get your house in order. You need to get your feet on the track. You need to change your mind. You need to change your heart. You need to change the... It happened at Jacob's wedding. So she said, "What do I say? He asked for my husband." She says, "I don't have a husband." And Jesus busted in the face. He said, "The one that's at your house right now."
Thank you.
God told me this morning. I never heard this in my life. LJ, women got together and they discovered something. If they put three of your tires on the flat, not some of them, but if they put three of your tires on the flat, insurance won't cover you. So you don't have to pay for that for yourself. She said that to me. I said, boy, that's, Lord have mercy. That shows some vindictiveness going on there. I said, because they had to get together and do a study on that. Somebody had to call an insurance company and say, I was curious about something. I don't know how to explain it to the insurance man, but how many tires can be on a flat before you cover me? And once they realized, Rob, they told all the other women. They looking at me like I'm crazy. Now, if some women got together and discussed how to put a man's car on a flat and make him have to pay for it, then them same women should have got together and discussed how to let things go. Them same women should have got together and discussed how to get a relationship with God. Them same women should have got together and discussed how to love Jesus more and more each day. So he told her, it's some things in your life that I'm going to need you to let go of.
Yeah.
It's some things in your life I'm going to need you to not do no more. And she could have gotten mad. She could have called him a lie. And she could have said, no, these things ain't happening. Oh, come on. Because she could have just fessed up. Oh, come on. Have you ever rolled by somebody's house? I asked a question this morning. On Big Jump Day, you ever roll by, you rolling down the street, and you see a house and the whole curb from the beginning to the end of the yard? I'm talking about the whole curb. It's junk. And what do you say to yourself? Lord have mercy. Where did all that come from? All that mess. Where did all that mess come from? All that junk they had in it. Where did that come from? Where was they keeping that in their house? God to roll down your street. Pulled up next to your curb. And he said, how wide got all that junk on his curb? And I've been telling him to let it go. I've been telling him to forgive folks. I've been telling him not to live his way, but life the way he do. I've been telling him, let go and let God have his way. I've been telling him, if he want to be with me, he got to be like me. I want to hear that. You can't just be with him, but you gotta be like him. Jesus had a heart of forgiveness. Jesus had a mind of thanksgiving. Jesus forgave folks. Jesus let things go. They don't want to hear this, bro. He let things go. Y'all know how y'all still mad at somebody that y'all don't even see them no more. But if you see them and they pop up on Facebook, you say that nigga roll. Oh, I must be talking to some wrong folk. They y'all love everybody, right? Jesus said some things in your life I'm going to need you to let go. This is the thing about the Samaritan woman. said, as I'm looking at this thing, come on, thank you, nephew. He's like, I don't know what to do. Just get it to uncle. She was ready to let it go. She had a heart posture and a made up mind that I'm going to let this stuff go. She was ready to release and let God, oh, come on. See, some of us ain't ready to release and let God have his way. We still stuck on stupid. We still stuck on our issues and our problems. We still stuck on our situation, and we still stuck and headed straight to hell. But she, oh, come on. She let it go. Because he said, in order for you to get this living water, in order for you to get this water that you won't have to thirst no more, in order for you to get this blessing I got for you, in order for you to get restored, in order for you to get renewed, I don't need you to let these things go. And it doesn't say it. But we all know that Jesus saved her right there. Y'all say, how do I know? Because after her encounter with Jesus, she went to go to tell others about it. This is the thing y'all didn't see in the story. When she went to go tell the other Samaritans about Jesus, this was the same woman that they had looked at wrong. This was the same woman that they didn't want anything to do with. This is the same woman that didn't nobody want to be around. But see, when she came back from that Jacob's well where things had changed, when she came back from Jacob's well where things were different, they saw something different in her. They said her hands and her feet don't look the same way they used to. And they sat by and listened to the conversation that she... Now, this is the thing I need y'all to understand about Jacob's well. Put my picture back up, Tanya. Tanya. Tanya must have said something about me back there. I expect you to get her later, John. Dean, you better pay attention to this one. Now, as you look at the well don't look like much. It's just some rock stuck in the ground, but there was a difference at the well. See, a lot of people that came to Greater Praise, and Greater Praise didn't look like much. Greater Praise didn't seem like much to them, but when they came to Greater Praise, they found something in the well. When they came to Greater Praise, they found something that made them want to be different. When they came to Greater Praise, they found something that made them want to change their frame of mind. When they came to Greater Praise, what they found out is that Jesus don't have to look like Mount Olive, and Jesus don't have to look like Mount Carmel, but Jesus is everywhere. You see, we so corner-minded and we so caught up on how things are supposed to look. But see, what we keep looking at things in is in our physical eye. But when you look at things with your spiritual eye, you can't help but know that Jesus is in this place. When you look at things with your spiritual eye, you can't help but know that Jesus will show up and show out in this place. When you look at things with your spiritual eye, you can understand that when you come in this place and you leave better than you did. It happened at the well. It happened at the well. So the Samaritan woman went out and she told the people what God had done for her. But that, it's in the word. Tanya had to read the word. She know what I'm talking about. They didn't leave it there. raised him. That's what we keep missing. She didn't just tell them about Jesus, but once they found out about his glory, once they found out about his mercy, after they found out how good he was, they praised him. They worshiped. You wonder why you're still stuck where you are. There's something wrong with your praise life. You wonder why you ain't been delivered, because something is wrong with your praise life. You wonder why you keep going into the same situation over and over again. There's something wrong with your praise life. You need to praise God where you're at for what he's getting ready to do, for the miracles he's getting ready to work out, for the ways he's getting ready to make. You got to understand that it happens at the well. Now y'all going to ask me, what's so significant about the well? Well, if you know, when you go to a well, the water ain't never on the surface. They catch that bra. The water ain't never on the surface. But if you want some water, you're going to have to dig deep. And if you want some cold water, you're going to have to dig real. If you want a relationship with God, if you want your life to be changed, then you need to dig deep in your well. You need to dig for a worship. You need to dig for a praise. You need to dig for thanksgiving. You're going to have to get down in the dirt. You're going to prostrate yourself before a holy God. It happened at the well. You want to be changed. You want to be delivered. But your praise is shallow. Your worship is shallow. Here is a woman that didn't know nothing about God. Didn't know nothing about Jesus. Didn't even have a relationship with him. But once he told her about the living water, once he changed her heart and her mind, she had to tell somebody about this, the goodness of Jesus. Now I know how we are when we first get saved. We want to tell everybody. But when the newness, y'all know how y'all was treating that cow when y'all first got it. Bird poop get on it, you run it to the car wash. Get a little dirt in it, you clean it out. You telling the kid, don't y'all eat my cow. When it was new. Now it's a little older, the kids get back there, they eat something, you look back there and you bird doodle on it, you be, cause it didn't lost its savor. But I know a man that gets sweeter and sweeter day by day. I know a man that loves you more and more day by day. I know a man that you can trust him more and more day by day. I know a man that sits high and looks low. I know a man that's getting ready to deliver you. I know a man that's trying to change your heart. I know a man that's trying to change your mind. I know a man that tells you, if you want to be delivered, if you want to be saved, I dare you to come to the well. If you want to change your heart, if you want to change your mind, I dare you to come to the well. Bring all your struggles, bring all your problems, bring your situation, bring your cares, bring everything that has made you mad, bring it to the well. I dare you to come to the well where the living water is. I dare you to come to the well where faith is. I dare you to come to the well. Anybody thirsty? Anybody hungry? I dare you to come to the well. Come to the well. Come to the Lamb. I dare you to call on Jesus. I dare you to come to the well. I dare you to trust Him. I know what you're saying right now. It sounds good. I know what you're saying to yourself. The preaching sounds good. But let me tell you something. If I had tried Jesus for myself, I wouldn't be this excited about it. If I had to try Him in every corner of my life and found Him to be everything that He said He was going to be, I wouldn't be this excited about it. Just look at the woman at the well. When she tried Him, she got excited. She was so excited that she had to tell somebody. It happened. Can you see the rock? Come go with me to the well. What well? Jacob's well. Come go with me to the well. To Jacob's well. Come go with me to the well. To Jacob's well. Come where you can be renewed. Come where your heart can be changed. Come go to the well. To Jacob's well. I know a man that's changing hearts. I know a man that's changing minds. I know a man that's fixing things. I dare you to come to the well. I dare you to come to the well. I dare you to come to the well. I dare you to come to Jesus just as you are. Trust Him. Things might not be going your way, but I dare you to trust Him. Come to the well. Come to the well. Come to the well. Take us, man. I
I'm ready to walk into something brand new, Father. And I understand as long as I'm carrying these old things, I can't receive the new things that you're bringing my way. Father, touch each and every person as they come down to the altar today. Father, maybe there's somebody who didn't have the strength to come down to that. Touch them, Father, where they are. Healing in their mind, Father. Healing in their body, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, Father. Thank you, Father, for the ability just to let go and let you have your way in our lives. I'm ready to let go, God. I'm ready to let go of those things I've been holding on to. I've been storing them in secret places. Because they've been out of sight, Father, I think they're out of mind, Father, but I know that they're hindering my journey. So I come today to the altar, Father, and let it go. Take it all away, God. Friendships, Father, take it away. Habits, Father, take it away. Mindset, Father, if it's hindering me, take it away. I want to be brand new, Father. To concentrate on you, Father, to worship you. They just want to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. We thank you. Thank you for healing today. Thank you for the newness, Father. Thank you for the blood that washes white as snow. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people today. Thank you, Father, that when we leave this place, we won't be the same. Thank you, Father, that we'll have a mind to leave here, Father, to tell somebody about how you healed me, how you washed me clean, how you changed my name. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing today. Thank you, Lord.
the atmosphere. You know everything that you've been standing in need of, but God said this right here is your turnaround praise. If you believe that things are getting ready to turn around, don't worry about how nobody's looking at you. Don't worry about what they might be saying, what they might be risking. But if you believe this is your, I dare you to just get your turnaround praise in order and just give God praise for the situation that nobody know about, that you've been silently holding in, but that you know that God is getting ready to turn it around. I believe that if we begin to set this atmosphere and begin to shift this atmosphere, that God is getting ready to shift some things in this week. In the next 7 days, God is going to begin to reveal himself and show you that he's still God and he's still in the blessed business. If you forget about yourself, it won't always be like this. God is. Anybody here know that God is the joy and the strength of your life? Everything.